Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Live daytime thoroughbred racing is back at Los Alamitos, now through December 14th. See top two-year-olds compete in the Los Alamitos Starlet December 6th and the Los Alamitos Futurity on December 13th. By the South Point Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By today's RacingDigest.com, a handicapper's lesson in every issue. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets a VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition with Bob Ike. I'll be joined by co-host John Lindo in just a minute. We're going to have coverage today from Santa Anita, which has a great 10-race card, full fields and plenty of opportunities. The feature race there goes as the 7th. That's the Wishing Well. We'll also have coverage from Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, Oaklawn. Tonight at Turfway Park is the John Battaglia, a three-year-old stakes, a mile and a 16th on the synthetic. And we'll have Scott Shapiro talking about that later in the show. So, John Lindo, good morning. Plenty going on today.
And the sun's out. It's going to be nice. We're back on turf. Good morning, Bob. So, because of that, the field sizes of Santa Anita are terrific today. And the back half of that card with the pick six and the pick five, that could pay anything. I'm looking forward to taking a shot.
And, John, you mentioned turf. A text came out from the racing office this morning. The turf course will be listed as good, and there are, what, five turf races today, John? So that's always a good thing. Maybe six, if I'm counting right. But this turf course handles water. I think it actually tightens up a little bit and is a better turf course with some water on it.
I agree, and well, you know, the fact, because of all the cancellations we've had with the weather this winter, there's been a lot of breaks in the turf course, so it's holding up really well, and, you know, the cold weather is the reason that we're probably listed as good. It hasn't had a chance to dry out as much, but the sun's out. It's going to be warm all weekend, and it ought to be really good racing. The rails are down, which allows us to have those big full fields, and some really tough handicapping races, but that's what we're looking for, something where we can find some value.
And you mentioned the Wishing Well. That goes as the seventh, the 2-1 favorite. And there is Gratefully for trainer Robert Falcone. We're going to have Bruce Finkelstein later in the show preview that race, John. So before we get into the racing and handicapping, you know, we have our usual inner workings of racing behind the scenes and the headbutting and the logistics between Heisa now and Churchill Downs. Heisa is threatening to shut down the Kentucky Derby simulcast unless Churchill Downs CDI pays some dues that Heisa believes are owed, those fees that are charged to racetracks that fund Heisa. CDI incorporated by Churchill Downs, Ellis Park, Turfway Park, Presque Isle Downs. So, John, nothing new, just your average week in racing and the bureaucracy's butting heads.
It's amazing, isn't it? It really is. Well, this one happens to be a disagreement on the types of fees and how they were generated to begin with. At first, Heisa was structuring the fees for which covered the testing and all the regulation stuff that they handle right now for the racetracks. They were structuring those fees around the purses given out by racetracks. So obviously the bigger tracks that offer the bigger purses were paying the largest share. Well, Churchill Downs said that's not right. You should be weighted solely on the number of starts because the testing is to cost the same. It just depends on the number of starters that you have. So that's why at first they did not agree, and they were in a lawsuit with the New York Racing Association. Well, the NYRA settled their portion of the lawsuit last year, but the disagreement with CDI goes on. They did not pay dues for 2025 as of yet. And we're talking about the four tracks you mentioned, Churchill Downs, Turfway Park, Ellis Park, and Presque Isle Downs. There was an outstanding bill due of over $2.4 million based on the revamped fee schedule based on number of starts. If they had gone back to the purse structure, there would be a bill of $6 million due. So Heisa is just saying, at the very least, pay us the bottom number that would cover in case we lose this hearing. But there's a hearing supposed to be on March 11th. And we'll find out who is, at fault or what's going to happen. And if it isn't resolved, Heisa, as part of their agreement to do all this testing for the racing industry, can refuse to have a signal sent out of state. That's kind of what's happening with Louisiana and Texas, where Heisa is not representing them as far as the testing goes. So their signals, you don't see a lot of the Texas and a lot of the Louisiana stuff out in all the different places. So it's possible, but, you know, it's the typical race industry. Let's not show the Kentucky Derby simulcast to the people around the nation, right? And let's hope some cooler heads prevail. Somebody writes a check and gets this taken care of. But these are two pretty stubborn groups of people, and we'll see what happens here.
I was just going to say that, John. Two thoughts. Stubborn, Churchill Downs not at all afraid to go to court and battle. Thought number two, if you're talking about between $2 and $6 million in the Kentucky Derby, which generates hundreds of millions of dollars, I'm going to take the unders on this thing getting resolved by the first Saturday in May. No one is going to pass up that kind of money with that's all that's generated on the simulcast show there from Churchill Downs on Kentucky Derby weekend over a few million dollars. So this is going to get resolved. We'll just see how, John. Some better news. California Bred Champions were announced, and a lot of our favorites showed up on that list, John.
Yeah, the horse of the year will be determined at the CTBA Awards dinner. That'll be on Monday, March the 2nd at the Le Meridian there in Arcadia. But as far as the champions goes, just a quick rundown. The two-year-old male champion is Ocean Bear, bred by Richard Barton. He also bred the two-year-old female champion, and that's two-year-old filly is Mohaven. It's owned by our friends at Legacy Ranch. Congratulations to Pete and Evelyn Perella. Three-year-old male, Speedy Wilson, that's a Nick Alexander named horse, trained by Phil D'Amato. The three-year-old female, Almond Joy, we saw how good she was all year, and congratulations to trainer Aggie Ordonez and the Bakers and the Galauco and Scallon, the breeders there. The champion older male, Lovesick Blues, who just ran in the Riyadh Sprint over there in Saudi Arabia, also bred by Nick Alexander. The older female, Majestic Oops. And Dan Ward has a California champion. I hope he comes out for the awards dinner next week. The champion sprinter, Lovesick Blues. The turf horse, Kings River Knight, he's been a good cowbred for many years now. The cowbred trainer of the year is Steve Knapp. And, you know, they'll announce all the breeders and champion sires and everything else. But those are your champions. The three finalists for Cowbred Horse of the Year are Lovesick Blues, Manor Rose, who we saw win last week in the Palos Verdes, and Almond Joy. So a terrific group of champions. Congratulations to all the owners and breeders of those cowbreds.
Yeah, that dinner again is March 2nd at the Le Meridian. That's Monday night, and should be a good show there, John. Let's talk. We're going to cut this segment a little short because in the next segment, we're going to bring in Jay Pribman. He's going to talk about the passings and his remembrances of trainers John Sheriffs, and it also came out on Sunday that trainer Randy Winnick passed away. We're going to bring in Jay at the top of the second segment to kind of reflect on those guys. So we'll cut this segment a little bit shorter. John, let's talk about promoting March Madness out at the South Point, which is just always a great time of the year, and that's only a few weeks away. So get us the phone number out at the South Point. The Lindo report there is available there every racing day. And today, John, you did your usual full card Santa Anita and that Coast to Coast. Those are the races between Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park. By the way, first leg of the Coast to Coast is the ninth race at Gulfstream Park. Kicks off at 1:20 Pacific time. So, John, how about a phone number from the South Point? And let's go ahead and get your radio play from the Lindo Report.
Well, like they do for the Super Bowl and for the Derby and for the Breeders' Cup, there will be viewing parties for March Madness there at the South Point. If you want to get out there, number to call, 866-780-7223. As for Steve Johnson, he's the manager of the racebook. He can tell you how you can get your Thoroughbred LA horse players rate. You're going to love the fan-friendly prices. That viewing party is free. Parking is free. They'll take good care of you at the South Point. As far as a radio play for me, Bob, I'm going to go to race number 3 at Santa Anita. A lot of speed in this one-mile turf race, and I think it really sets up well for number 1, Lila, who had all kinds of trouble in the last start at Del Mar, just in tight, steadied traffic all the way. I just throw that race out. Last time she came off a layoff like today, she broke her maiden, so she runs well fresh. Like I said, the pace is right. From the inside post, I think Kazushi Kimura will save ground. With a little bit of clear sailing at 8-1, she can make the last run. So race number 3 is Santa Anita. Number 1, Lila for me. And, Bob, let's go ahead and get a play from you. You've got your sheet going today, so what are your best plays? And let's get a radio play.
Yeah, best plays today, races 5, 9, and 10. Those are all on the turf, John. So 3 of the 6 turf races. I put 140 into late pick 5, and you mentioned that sequence, John. This is the best field maybe since opening day. I mean, this is a tremendous card out at Santa Anita. The field size is good. It's very contentious. I will go to the 5th race for my radio play. This is a 6.5 race on the turf coming out of the turf chute. And I'm going to stick with a horse that was an impressive winner last time out. That's number 7. Code Duello, who's 6-1 on the morning line. Hector Berrios rides back. This horse just beat 25 claimers, and he has a history of stringing together a number of good races in a row. He's an 8-year-old gelding from the Craig DeLossi barn. 3 wins here over the Santa Anita turf course, and if he doesn't make the lead, he'll be right up close to it. And just a real hard knocker. I think he's going to come back and fire a good shot again. So I'll go to the 5th race. Number 7, Code Duello, is my radio play. John, let's go ahead and take our first time out. And as I mentioned, when we come back, Jay Privman, we'll check in with him, and Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. That's the next segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Fans, prepare for a fantastic weekend here at Santa Anita Park. We have 10 big races today and some terrific wagering opportunities. There are 2 pick 4s, 2 pick 5s, a $3 late pick 3, the sunset pick 6, and the $5 late daily double, all with a low 15% takeout. Plus the ever-popular coast-to-coast pick 5 that always has terrific payouts and has that low 15% takeout as well. Plus, don't forget the $2 traditional pick 6. My best bet today comes in race number 10. That's number 6, Chairs Coin. Both of her races on the turf were excellent, and she is trained by Michael McCarthy, who really knows how to win. I think you can bet her with confidence today. You could also be confident that we're going to have some great events here at Santa Anita, like this weekend's Lunar New Year celebration, a weekend filled with cultural shows, delicious food, and the Year of the Horse, Weltry, where first reward members can win cash vouchers, and one lucky fan might take home $5,000. You can get all the details at SantaAnita.com.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners' premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, before we bring in Jay Pribman, how about a word from the CTBA and our Cowbred of the Week? And we actually have a few horses to mention today, John.
A big week last weekend for Cowbreds. How about that Sunland Derby? Our Cowbred of the Week is Pavlovian, who won the $500,000 Sunland Park Derby by a nose over Express Kid, another Cowbred. Pavlovian is by Pavel out of the Bellamy Road mare Mandy's Grace, is owned and was bred by Redham Racing, and is trained by Doug O'Neill. Pavlovian, that was only his second career start, but he's already got career earnings of $416,000. Express Kid, who ran second by a nose, is the horse that sold at a digital sale in January for $800,000, so he's already got a return on that investment. And how about an honorable mention of Mano Rose, who won the $100,000 Palos Verdes Stakes at Santa Anita on Sunday. Mano Rose is by Stanford out of the good journey mare Kathleen Rose, owned and bred by B&B Zeit Stables, trained by Jeff Mullins. Mano Rose, 12 wins from 19 career starts. His earnings over $630,000. Congratulations to all those Cowbreds. Big runs.
And, John, how good is the Cowbred Sprint division when Mano Rose isn't even the champion Cowbred Sprinter? That went to Lovesick Blues. So, boy, that's a salty division.
There's always speed in California, and you know that.
That's right. Let's bring in Jay Pribman. I should mention recent Eclipse Award winner, Jay Pribman. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Bob. Hey, John. How are you guys?
We're doing well, and Jay won the Eclipse Award for his obituary on Wayne Lucas. And, Jay, unfortunately, we generally call on you in times of like this when prominent trainers have passed away, and with your long history of coverage here in Southern California, you knew both of these guys extremely well. Let's start with John Sheriffs, who, you know, you covered. You saw the Zenyatta run, and I know you had a ton of respect for John.
Very much so. I mean, to me, he was sort of everything you'd want in a horse trainer in terms of how he, the level that he achieved. When you think of winning the Derby with Giacomo, winning Breeders' Cup races with the likes of Zenyatta and Life is Sweet, but also just how good he was with any kind of horse, turf, dirt, long, short, fillies, males, it really didn't matter. He was good with all of them, and he never had any medication violations. So he just seemed to be kind of the embodiment of what you want a horse trainer to be. He treated everyone extremely well, as you guys know, and you both knew him too. He was a very approachable guy, very curious guy, and you know, even though he was 80 years old, he was very he had this thirst for knowledge where he was he always had sort of the latest gadgets that he had. He was always very curious about the history of racing and wanting to share maybe books that he'd come across or items that he'd found on eBay and purchased to tell you some of the stuff that he had gotten. So and just a terrific horse trainer. So it was obviously an unexpected development and a really sad one.
John, you also have really good thoughts and memories of John Sheriffs. Anything you want to talk about with Jay?
Well, Jay, I think you'd agree that John Sheriffs was a teacher. He taught so many people different things about horses, about the business, and like I say, he was always thinking. I love spending time down on the rail there by the gap at Santa Anita where the horses came on and off the track, and Bill Spahr and I would sit there and talk with John. You never know where the conversations were going to go, but it was going to be interesting. And you sent me a text about something he did for you. You know, you had some health issues a couple of years ago, and tell the folks about what he did for you.
Yeah, so I had cancer surgery at City of Hope in June of 2021, and about a week after the surgery, while I was still recovering, I got a text from him that just said, here's your horse fix. And it was video that he had shot of him walking down the shed row of his barn, just interacting with some of his horses. And I remember one of them specifically at the time was Midcourt, a pretty good older horse that he had back then. And he just sent that along, just like, you know, it was kind of like, hey, I'm thinking about you. I know you can't be out here. And sent that to me. And then a few months later, that's in late June, right? So about a month or so later, when everybody had relocated down here to Del Mar, I got a subsequent one from him. It was just a photo of like outdoor furniture, a chair that he had that was sitting outside his tack room at Del Mar, and it just said, "Your chair is waiting for you."
Very
he just
cool.
Did stuff like that. You know, he did stuff. And one other thing, you guys will remember this. As you guys remember, back when Zenyatta was racing, we had an engineer on Thoroughbred LA who had a couple of sons who were autistic. And he asked me one time if he thought the boys could come and see Zenyatta. And I approached John about it, and he was very receptive, and they came out. And ever since then, those, you know, those children and the father, they've, you know, this is going back 15 years ago, and they've left the Southern California area, but they've continued to do equine therapy. And that was the initial entree to that world, was bringing those boys out to see Zenyatta at Hollywood Park, and John Sheriffs was responsible for that.
Jay, another trainer, you may not have known him as well as John Sheriffs, but Randy Winnick was prominent on this circuit. He passed away at age 76. Looking back on Randy's career, he really had some good horses, over 40 stakes wins. Of course, his big horse was Breeders' Cup Juvenile winner Brocco in 93. That horse ran in the 94 Derby. I believe with a better start, he possibly wins that race. Randy also had Don't Stop the Music, Mitteron, La Spia, who was beaten a dirty nose in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly of 91. I got to know Randy through our mutual friend Gary Young. They were very close and kind of grown up together in Florida. Gary came out here as a clocker. Randy, I think, soon followed and had a really good career. I really enjoyed being around Randy. I thought he was an extremely intelligent guy, and I know you kind of felt the same, Jay.
Very much so. I thought he was an extremely bright guy. You know, the connection that Randy and Gary Young had was that Gary first went to work for Randy's father, Arnold, who was an incredibly successful trainer in Chicago and most notably in South Florida. And then both Randy and Gary gravitated to Southern California. And as you mentioned, Randy had an extremely accomplished career here. A couple other horses that, that come to mind when you talk about his great success. You mentioned Brocco and Don't Stop the Music and Mitterrand and La Spia, but he, Spence Bay, who had some great battles with John Henry back in the early 80s on the grass. Country Queen, who was a terrific turf mare. Champagne Bid, who was a really, really top downhill turf sprinter that Randy trained, and then a good grass filly named Sweeby, who won the Del Mar Oaks. And Mitterrand, it will go down in history as the last filly to sweep the old La Cunada series when they had that. That was the filly equivalent of the old Stroop series that we had at Santa Anita, and that was back when horses ran more than five times a year. And you could win a three-race series at Santa Anita in the wintertime. So Randy, an extremely accomplished trainer. He went on to be a steward in Southern California, which to me was really a good move for a guy who was as bright and fair as he was. And unfortunately, he only did that for a few years, and then he relocated to South Florida. And he was a terrific trainer, and I thought he would have made a great long-standing steward if he'd have kept on that route.
And guys, when you win 40 stakes races on this circuit at that time during the 90s, you're doing something right, because that was some fierce competition. And all those horses you mentioned, Jay, I had forgotten about some of those, but just that's quite a career. And I'll miss Randy. I hadn't seen him in many years and kind of fell out of touch, but very fond memories of the time I did spend with him, just talking racing. And, you know, was not afraid to go out at night and have a couple afterwards either. So at that time of our lives, that was a big part of it as well. Jay, want to thank you for coming on, and we will catch up again with you soon.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on to talk about John and Randy. I appreciate it.
Okay. That was Jay Pribman. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
Doing really well today, and Del Mar came out with some news that the 4 o'clock Fridays will be no more there. That started back when they would have concerts afterwards. It kind of outlived its usefulness. We haven't had concerts in a few years. I kept wondering, why are we still running races starting at 4 o'clock on Friday? I know John Hardoon and the East Coast contingent is going to be very, very happy about this, but I think it's just a good move in general, Bruce.
Yeah, you bring up all the coaching points for sure. When it had a purpose at one time. I think after COVID, they stopped running the concerts. And it's already a late post, right? It's already 2 o'clock.
That's right.
It gives you a chance to go to the beach, and to extend it to 4 o'clock without the concerts made no sense. John is happy. He's going to get a lot more sleep now on Friday nights.
That's right. Hey, Bruce, let's talk about the feature today at Santa Anita, the Wishing Well. 6 furlongs out of the turf shoot, a field of 9. The favorite in the race is Gratefully. How do you see it?
It's going to be tough to beat her. She's undefeated after 4 starts. Her last race was a little surprising in that she didn't make the lead, but she probably was as impressive, if not more, than her previous 3 wins. She sat off the leader. She made a big burst in the middle of the stretch and dominated. There isn't much pace in here. I don't know that she makes the lead. The only other horse here, and I give this filly a shot, Jungle Peace, is the only other horse that really has any natural speed. Jungle Peace loves Santa Anita. She has some speed. If they don't hook up, they should be fine, these two. That would be the only way that I think one of these two gets beat. So I would give the edge to Gratefully. Just hard to beat a filly that's going this well. But I would throw in Jungle Peace as the value play and maybe the speed of the field.
John Linda, we always get 2 plays from Bruce. He gave us a great winner, Aliquin Summer, $11.20 at Santa Anita last Saturday. So John Lindo, you get Bruce's first play, and I'll come back and get the second one.
Well, Bruce, depending on where you went for your out-of-state part of the combo platter for betonbruce.com, where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Let's go to Gulfstream Park. And this is sort of an in-betweener week, right, guys? As I was mentioning earlier today that I don't think there's a great stakes race run. So this is sort of the calm before the storm. Next week we have some an incredible card out at Gulfstream Park, but let's stick with the Gulfstream Park sprint, the 10th race. And I think there's a horse that's going to love cutting back in distance, and that's the bottom horse, Con Campagna. This was a Chilean import who had won 3 times at Gulfstream Park, 3 allowance wins all around one turn. They stepped him out and ran him in the Harlan Holiday Stakes. That was a noteworthy race. Who won it? Skippy Longstocking, pretty good horse that day, and I have to give Con Campagna credit. He had to chase a lightning fast pace set by, I believe the name of the horse was Hold My Bourbon, who's 2-1 in that race. He had to take him on. He actually outran Skippy Longstocking on the turn. He was a factor till mid-stretch. He just emptied out the last part. Too much chasing, too fast a tempo. I think he's going to love turning back in distance. He is a one-turn specialist, and he's versatile. He's got the ability to go to the lead, or he can sit. The outside post looks perfect for him. Race 10, the 8, Con Campagna, listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
And, Bruce, want to know what you have listed today up on the website and the video as well before we get your Santa Anita play.
Yeah, we're just the 2 tracks today. Santa Anita full card, excellent card today at Santa Anita with the late races from Gulfstream, last 7, audio included. And then the best 4 plays of the day with audio at Santa Anita.
And then let's go ahead and get your Santa Anita play.
Yeah, let's go. I'm going to go. I'm on the route to sprint kick. Interesting horse in the 9th race today is Moonlit Sonata. And, you know, you wonder sometimes if connections just forget about what a horse does best. Moonlit Sonata broke his maiden at first asking. It may be his best race or right up there. Sprinting on the dirt at Del Mar. Now, he threw in a little bit of a dull race, but that was a grade 2 after that, and he'd never run a one-turn race after. Now, he's come off nearly a 7-month layoff in the typical route races, laughed out. I thought the tempo was pretty fast on Jan 18, where he chased the leader. He had the front end at the 8th pole. Then again, he emptied out a little bit to finish 6th. This race has produced 2 next-out winners. Finally, he shortens up in distance. I think with his kind of mid-race move in the route races, should do him very nicely here on the cutback. Race 9, the 1, Moonlit Sonata with my boy Mirko DeMuro at 8-1 on the morning line.
And we'll try to make it 2 weeks in a row, Bruce. Go to betonbruce.com, Gulfstream and Santa Anita selections today, and we will try to get Moonlit Sonata home at 8-1. Thank you, Bruce.
Take care, guys.
That was Bruce Finkelstein. Let's take our next time out when we come back. John Hardoon from The Rag Is in Sheets, Scott Shapiro from ExpressBet.com. You are listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. And I know.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must...
Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gas Lamp Tavern. See you at the Gas Lamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play feeders, cash games, or go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires Tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature a popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets, the Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Brad McKenzie Los Alamitos Winter Championship on Sunday, March 8th, featuring the top quarter horses on the grounds. Plus, trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and Grade 2 El Primero are coming up. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Oaklawn, and more. For Weekend Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles with Bob Ike and John Lindo. And John, before we bring in Mr. Hardoon, how about a word from NTRA? Let's get people signed up and let's get them qualified for the 2026 National Handicapping Championship.
Yeah, it's just 3 weeks away there in Las Vegas. You'll be out there. I'll be out there. We'll run into some of our listeners, I hope, and I hope they're playing in the tournament. You can qualify today a few ways. If you're online at horseplayers.com, there are two $210 tournaments, one open to all players, the other restricted for players who have not qualified for this year's NHC. You're at Amama's Park. You have a $300 first chance, last chance NHC qualifier. Online at twinspires.com, a $1,000 Oaklawn Kentucky Derby Breeders Challenge and an NAC qualifier there. And Tampa Bay has a high roller tournament as well. You've got to be a member. Go to NTRA and sign up and get your membership number before you play those tournaments today.
Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. And John, I mentioned to Bruce, no one's going to be happier than you that Del Mar did away with the 4 o'clock Fridays.
For sure. For sure.
That's you got an extra 2 hours of shut eye, John.
Yeah, they can move it to 1 o'clock. I'll even be happier. But I'll settle for 2 o'clock. No question about that.
What are the conditions like today at Aqueduct?
Well, today is fine. Tomorrow, not so much. It's overcast today. Up in Saratoga, we had about 8 inches of snow, but down by Aqueduct, it's fine. Tomorrow, they're going to get slammed, though, so before you go and handicap Sunday's New York card, you may want to check that they're running.
John, I got to see a race from Fairgrounds yesterday, and it was a three-year-old taking on Older. I was really impressed by the way Reagan's Honor won. I think you saw that race. I don't know if we have a rag number available yet, but to me, this could be a serious Derby-type horse, John.
Yeah, no question about it. Sherry DeVoe's the trainer, and there is no number yet. But to take on Older horses at this point, you know, I mean, it's only, what are we, February? The horse is probably still a two-year-old. You know, you don't see it. You certainly don't see it this early. And that horse won about as impressively as you can. And you're right, this horse may have a nice, bright future. You know, people think Sherry DeVoe's turf, because she worked for, she was Jed Brown's assistant for so many years before she went out on her own. She's had a lot of success with turf horses, but this year she's concentrating on younger horses, so let's see what happens.
She is just outstanding. I have been following her for a number of years. To me, one of the top trainers in the country. John Lindo, we always get two plays from Jonathan Hardoon. I want you to get the first one. And John did give us a winner last Saturday, Shangri-Lama out at Santa Anita. So, John Lindo, you get the first one, and I'll come back and get the second play.
Well, Mr. Hardoon, I know you did Aqueduct, Gulfstream Park, Santa Anita. I think you did Oaklawn Park and everything else in between. So where do you want to go for your first play?
Well, let's go to Gulfstream and look at race number 6. It's a mile and a 16th on the turf. And I really like the number 5 horse in here, Jalila. This is a 4-year-old filly from the George Weaver barn. Tyler Gaffleone climbs aboard. This horse had trouble in her last race. She's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. I think she's sitting on a big effort today. I like number 5, Jalila, to win today's 6th race out at Gulfstream Park.
6th race, and that is the number 5, Jalila, 6-1 on the morning line. That's John's first play. How about your second one, Mr. Hardoon?
Okay, let's go to Santa Anita. Bob, we're going up against each other. I'm going to look at the 5th race today, 6.5 furlongs on the turf. It's out of the chute. And I really like the number 3 horse in here, Donchik, an 8-year-old gelding from the Vladimir Sarin barn. This is a horse that just fires every time. I think he's faced better horses than he's going to meet here today. Juan Hernandez aboard to ride, 9-2 on the morning line. I like number 3, Donchik, to win today's 5th race, making exact the box with number 7, Coduello. Some good handicap we gave that horse out as well.
Well, you know what, John? Donchik was my second pick, so I will second the exact. I'll take the exacta box as well. Tell us what's available today at the website.
JONHARDOON.com. 3 best plays, $10. Flip card, $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Oakland, and Santa Anita selections. And by the way, guys, you're right. Finally, a terrific card out at Santa Anita. Really a good betting card. We bash them when they don't send out, you know, a good product. But today's product is as good as you're going to get at Santa Anita.
Let's make some money today, John. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
We'll bring in Scott Shapiro. He's been doing a lot of work on Express Bet as well as other venues. Scott, good morning.
Scott, I don't think you called
You know. I'm going to be very formal. I'm going to be formal today, Shapper.
Robert,
we went with Scott. Yeah.
How you doing, Robert?
I'm doing well. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, buddy. Thanks.
Hey, first off, there's not a lot of stakes racing this weekend, so we wanted you to take a look at tonight's Battaglia Memorial. That's at Turfway Park, a Derby prep on the synthetic. It'll go about 6:55 Pacific time. Looks like a full field. Any thoughts in there, Schapper?
Yeah, it is a full field. There's some good ones in here, at least coming into the race. A couple of horses coming off big wins. You got Street Beast, who comes off the local prep for this race, the Leonidas, winning in wire-to-wire fashion, holding off a full effort. He's also in here for the Brad Cox barn. You've got Two Out Hero coming in from Canada for Kevin Attar. This one coming in off a freshening, two wins and then a third in the summer, which is the grade one there, prep for the Breeders' Cup for the two-year-olds. This horse might need the race and does draw pretty challengingly to the outside, but he's one to watch maybe for the Jeff Ruby if he fires back for that. But I think there's a price option in here. There's a chance this race falls apart. Three Beast is the favorite. Like I said, he wired out the field last time, but he had things easy. I'm going to try the 8 Great White in here. One on debut for a barn and John Ennis that rarely wins at first asking at 11-1. And then came back with a slow start and a big gallop out despite finishing fifth in that Street Beast race. He's going to be a big price. I'm going to try Great White, third start here at 15-1, the number 8 in the John Battaglia Memorial.
That works. John Lindo, what do you have for Mr. Shapiro?
Well, I know Shepard did some spot plays at Express Bet on Santa Anita's card, and this is, like we said, a terrific betting card, especially the grass races. Shepard, you want to come out to California or you want to go someplace else for your radio play?
I'm going to go to Gulfstream for the finale because, I mean, a lot of sharp handicappers make selections in sharp races, so I don't want to go up against them. But I have a horse I like quite a bit. It is a fantastic card at Santa Anita. I'm super excited for it. And, yes, I do have some spot plays up on the website. But race 12 here at Gulfstream is a maiden special for three-year-old filly, 7.5 furlongs, two turns there. And I like the number 4, Vekoma View, for the George Weaver barn. George Weaver's had a little bit of a slow couple of months, slow start to the Gulfstream make. He's been picking things up of late. This is a second-time starter that finished second on debut in a race that was washed off the turf run over the all-weather there. Good second, I thought. And this is a half the Cliffs, a horse that came out to Santa Anita for Cherie DeBoe, and I think ran second in the American Oaks or Derby. I forget exactly what race it was, but past the Cliff. The four, Vekoma View at 9-2 in race 12 at Gulfstream. That looks like a live one for me for the George Weaver barn.
Couple good shots today from Scott Shapiro. Wish you luck today, buddy, and we'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Lots of good action. Good luck, guys. Have fun out there.
All right, that was Scott Shapiro. Let's take our final timeout. When we come back, Toby Callett and Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. That's the final segment. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The thrill of the race is in the vet, and nobody does betting like Twin Spires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And before we bring in Toby Callett, who is a huge Pittsburgh Pirates fan, the passing of a Pittsburgh legend, Bill Mazeroski, at age 89, and we wanted to have a little flashback. So go ahead, cue it up, Christian.
There's the drive at the deep left field.
Toby, was that a good way to bring you in?
I appreciate that very much. Through the years, as I've gotten to know a bunch of guys from New York, I can't remember any exceptions that they said that home run made Mickey Mantle cry. And it was like, okay, you know, what do you want me to say? I've been a Pirate fan all those years back. So, that was something. And a lover of golf that I am. Bill Mazeroski wound up owning a golf course right along the Ohio River for many, many years. So, definitely will be missed. Elroy Chase, famous pitcher for the Pirates, passed away last week. We're getting to that stage in our own ages where people that we knew or at least followed are leaving us.
Yep, age 89. I think that's the only walk-off and home run, walk-off home run in World Series history, 1960. All right, Toby, give us some conditions at Gulfstream. Kind of watching the turf this week, it looks like it's plenty fast and hard.
It's hard, and it doesn't look very well. It's not holding up. It's really not in good shape. But we just hope that horses get home safe. So. There's plenty of this championship meet left, so we'll cross our fingers and hope.
John Lindo.
Well, you know, Toby, I've got to ask you. We do have the Coast to Coast Pick Five. The Gulfstream Park races are 9 and 11 as part of that sequence. You have an opinion in either leg?
You didn't think I'd come unprepared, did you?
Never.
All right, race 9. We're going to take a bit of a flyer. I like the 6, Lady Catherine. First time on grass. She's been training at Palmetto's on the turf. I think she's going to make this transition very well. She should add some value. In rivals are the 11, Maggie Go. the 7 Mystic C, and the 10 La Cantera, 6-11, 7-10. Can't tell you when I was more excited until now I get to it to better race, the 11th. And in the 11th, the two that I like best are the two Go Amy, big barn chain, big, huge. And the 5, a Martin Drexler claim. He's a guy from Canada who comes here prepared to win. So I believe the 2, Go Amy, and the 5, Lois Lynn, are the top ones. Maybe you want to take a peek at the 1, Compass Rises, and maybe a little taste of Midnight Bella. So that's 2, 5, 1, 9. We'll be fine at the first 2 legs coming out of Gulfstream.
Appreciate it, Toby. We'll talk again next week.
Bye, guys.
Let's bring in Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning to you, Bob.
Well, tell us about the Denim and Diamond Stakes tonight.
Terrific race for the mares, 4 and up. Gee, Los Alamitos has the best program for the fillies and mares in the nation. This race has drawn a very strong field at 350 yards, including the first 4 finishes in last month's Grade 1 Charger Bar and the first 3 finishes in the Dashingly Stakes, which was the supporting stakes race on the same night as the Charger Bar it was a consolation race for fillies and mares who couldn't make it into the field for the Charger Bar. So it is it's a very solid field. And one of the interesting angles is that Mark Youngers trains number 1, Eyes a Wagon My Tail, the 5-2 second choice on the morning line, who was 3rd in the Charger Bar. Youngers, believe it or not, was the groom for Denim and Diamonds, for whom this race is named. She won the 1981 Champion of Champions, the first Champion of Champions called by Ed Burghardt. And all these decades later, he has evolved into a national champion trainer. He actually won the AQHA Champion Trainer Award a couple of seasons ago. And I'm sure it would be a very meaningful, sentimental win for Mark Youngers if he could win this race with Eyes a Wagon My Tail, who's certainly into it, right up to her ears. She's very fast out of gate 1. The favorite is Rockin' with Energy, number 6, who won the Charger Bar. She does have to cut back 50 yards in distance, and she was out of the money in the Denim and Diamonds after winning last year's Charger Bar. So there's a reason to try to work around the favorite. Several other ways you can go, including my radio play, which we'll get to momentarily.
You've got a maiden stakes tomorrow night, but let's bring in John Lindo and go ahead and get post time in. Let's get that pick. John Lindo, you jump in.
Well, good morning, Michael. With a 10-race card today, I see you start a little bit later tonight. First post, 6:10 at Los Alamitos. And before I get your radio play, I was on the track apron watching Denim and Diamonds win that race back in 1981, owned by R.D. Hubbard, who used to own Hollywood Park. So unfortunately, I'm showing my age, but she was a pitch black filly, and she could really run. So I'm glad there's a race named after her. And let's go ahead now and get your radio play.
Oh, that's awesome, John, that you were trackside. Look, I think number 9, I Am Candy, has a huge chance at the 3rd wagering choice. She finished 4th in the Charger Bar. She's got a lot of pace. I love the post position draw. By the way, Mark Youngers also frames number 10 favorite Princess, who is one of the longest shots in the field. He's got the 1 and the 10. But I Am Candy for Eddie Willis and jockey Justine Kleber. They won lots of races in the filly and mare ranks last year at Los Alamitos. I Am Candy, really pacey, drawn beautifully, and I love the cutback to 350. The last time she was at this distance, she was a stakes winner back in October, and I think she's a good bet at 3-1, number 9 in race 8.
Thank you very much, Michael. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks a lot, fellas. Hooroo.
All right, we've got about a minute left, John, and let's get the simulcast locations out. If you can't be at Santa Anita today, where can you go, John?
Well, down by me in San Diego, you've got the Paddock on 5th in the Gaslamp Tavern. You've got the OC Tavern if you're in San Clemente at 2369 El Camino Real Road. Our buddies at the Derby Room are waiting to serve you. They're open for watching and wagering. Los Alamitos is already open for watching and wagering as well. So if you can't get to Santa Anita, you've got plenty of options. No excuses. Get out to the races and bet a good card today at Santa Anita.
And we want to wish our friends at Legacy Ranch the best of luck with Sammy Davis in tomorrow's Pasadena Stakes. Of course, their stallion roster includes Ohm, Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Tamarando. Don't forget that Cowbred Awards dinner on Monday night. And, John, I think we pretty much covered everything. Get out to Santa Anita today. It's a great card. Kicks off at 12:30, 10 races on tap. Want to thank Trevor and Christian for doing an outstanding job inside. Stay tuned. Andy Harrison, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Mike Willman, he's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Good luck today. Cash some tickets. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.